Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. This Sunday, September 24th, the space folk band Electric Blue Yonder brings Micro Party to Conkling Hall in Rensselaerville, New York. Micro Party is a celebration of creativity and curiosity in the form of an interactive concert experience for everybody. This Sunday's Micro Party at Conkling Hall is organized by Velvet Earth Farm Presents. Electric Blue Yonder founders Beth and Johnny Veras join us now to tell us more. Welcome to the Roundtable, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
How did Micro Party start? What's the backstory on this new adventure?
Well, back in 2018, 2019, we played music for a long time and had decided to write a lullaby for my newborn nephew, Jack. And then on 2019, we were out on the road doing a tour across the West, and we were up in a place called Chimicum, Washington, which is way, 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 way out there. And we were playing at this really neat little venue, and these older folks sitting around were asking us to play more songs, and we didn't have any more songs, and we had brought this violinist who's very accomplished with us on this tour, but we had this lullaby, and so we hadn't practiced it with her, but we said, well, I guess we have this one that we could play, and we did. And you know, we thought, we had kind of violated this kind of professional. Well,
she was like, what the flip was that? And we're yeah. like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Her name is Kimmy Sampson, by the way. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kimmy, she's incredibly talented. And we thought we had, like you were saying, sorry.
Turns out she loved it and said we need to write like 10 more of these and record a kids album. And so on the way back, which we had, it was quite a haul back to Alabama. We started thinking about that. And the next song came about, which was called Little Caterpillar, Little Sea. And then the pandemic happened. And so we wrote a bunch more. And that's how Micro Party all began.
Yeah, that's the origin story. I think we started off thinking we could write some cute, you know, children's music. But then as we dug into it a little deeper, we realized there's a lot of music out there that we feel like maybe underestimates our children. It's oversimplified. You know, kids grow out of that music, once they're able to process at a higher level as they grow up. And we thought it would be really neat to be able to make music that the kids can connect with at an early age, and then like an onion, peel back layers of learning and meaning as they grow, so that this is something that could stick with them for a long time.
How do you write the songs? What is different about creating music that you're hoping is for all ages versus when you write music that's for your fans or a more normal concert? I shouldn't say normal, typical concert going crowd.
I would say the most striking difference is how freeing it is. With our other music project, we have a serious, you know, message that we try to send with our music, and it is a similar message. You know, it's one of harmony and love and how we need to work together. But it does take on a little more serious tone. But with the children's music, we're able to it's like unlimited imagination, and being able to approach songwriting from that has allowed us to make some things that we were, you know, probably wouldn't have written for our, you know, regular band project, but at the same time, maybe some of our, you know, pieces of music that we're the most proud of helped us step outside of our own box of perception and really look at the world with the same sort of mentality that a young child can, where it's like everything is new, you know, everything is fascinating and there's limitless possibilities.
It sounds like, from what I've read, the Micro Party is an experience also. The shows are special, and there's more, possibly more elements than, a typical sit-and-watch concert. How did it evolve from the songs to this experience? And tell me about the interactive concert experience you have planned for this Sunday.
Well, we were invited to play a music festival down in Key West called The Coast is Clear. We've played it several years now, but we thought, it would be kind of fun to maybe see if they want to do a Micro Party as well, and we can provide something for all ages in the earlier, you know, part of the day. And we've been collaborating down there quite a bit over the years, and a good friend of ours, Kim Smith Martin, helped us build some props out. And we built some props, and we thought, this could be like a really actually fun, interactive experience where the audience is invited to jump around and dance and be a part of the concert rather than just being someone watching or listening to the concert, which is especially fun when you have a bunch of kids in the room. So we did that at Coast is Clear, and that's when we really realized how this micro party could become a super experiential event for children and adults, and been awarded a residency down at the Key West studios to actually turn it into a full-blown kind of theatrical stage performance. So it continues to evolve.
Yeah, so we might not bring the same interactive experience to each show as it is evolving, but you know, some of the ideas would be, you know, for instance, we have a song about the colors of the rainbow, and you know, we have various things, whether it be balloons or streamers that we can pass out, and then have the children have, you know, a color that they identify with in the song, and then we ask them when we get around each time to that color in the song for them to, you know, shout the color out and to, you know, wave their whatever their prop piece is along with everyone else, and then it creates this sense of community where, you know, there's no real line between the stage and the audience. The audience is just as much part of the show, and you're just in it together. We've talked about creating arts and craft workshops based around some of the lessons that we're trying to instill in the music. But the main thing right now as it evolves is we like to try out different things, and we kind of like to keep it a surprise to some degree, so that you never know what to expect coming into the experience.
How did you land on the name Micro Party?
Well, we were going back and forth with Kimmy on a lot of different names, and it's she has the most adorable puppy named Baby Cakes. It's from a cartoon show from
Super
a character.
Cute.
She lobbied pretty hard, and we almost named it Baby Cakes, but we actually just felt like, because that was taken from a cartoon character. I think it was an Adult Swim type, mm-hmm. you know, like adult cartoon show. We needed to figure something else out. And the idea of it, it's like a party for everyone, but then, you know, for the little ones, like, our music has always sort of been an all ages acceptable experience. You mm-hmm. know, it maybe wasn't targeted towards younger folks originally, but we had many of our fans who were young parents with young kids sort of mm-hmm. express their frustration as music fans, how it never really feels like, you know, the merch or the music is for the kids mm-hmm. and that they're kind of overlooked in a concert experience, especially at these festivals when it's like hard to lug them around and, you know, keep them safe when it's all day in the sun type experience.
And engaged.
Yeah, and engaged. So the idea of the micro party is it's sort of like, I used to have this dream when I was a kid, and it's like all of the adults were inside at a party and they left us kids outside. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of the dream every time. And we're like stuck, you know, on our own. The idea of the micro party is like, the micro party is the party within the party for the kids, directed to the kids. And so, you know, in a somewhat sort of mischievous way, you know, you could say to the parents that we're tricking the kids into staying engaged so that they can, you know, listen to good music. And then we're also telling the kids that we're tricking their parents into taking them to a party that's really just for them.
Good. Play both sides against the middle. It works. I think it works very well. You are on tour as Electric Blue Yonder. This is the only micro party show on this tour. Are you looking forward to the change of pace, a little break in the normal routine?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've really enjoyed being on this essentially a month-long tour. But like Johnny said, when it comes to this particular project, you really kind of just let it go and have fun and just remember what it's like to kind of be a child and being like in that sense of wonderment and excitement. And so we get to take that on too when we're performing, because it is an interactive experience where you're all kind of having that experience together.
Yeah, I had a really interesting conversation down in the lobby last night with a fellow named Jeremiah who attended our show. And you know, I'll summarize what he said, but the gist of it was is that when you're in, there's something intangible about a musical experience that when you're in the room and people react to you, they feel the joy, and then you react to their joy, and then there's, you know, it's like we all resonate with each other and we fill each other's hearts up. When we play the micro party sets, the music and the tone is generally that of joy, and and kind of a heartwarming feel. So, you know, everyone else sort of smiles along with us. So it's a really good feeling. Now, we do sprinkle in too. Generally, we will play like at least one song from the Micro Party project while we're on tour. And we've learned that some of our fans that are also Grateful Dead fans in particular, mm-hmm. they sometimes resonate more with the Micro Party songs than our other songs, because they're, you know, like
lots of imagery and.
And then, you know, like the Little Hungry Caterpillar, Eric mm-hmm. Carle book, we wrote our Little Sea song sort of as a, you know, homage to Eric Carle and what he did with the Very Hungry Caterpillar. So there's elements of nostalgia. So the well-learned listener who knows a lot about music history is going to find all these elements that they're going to remember from their own childhood, or, you know, whether it be children's music or just like the music of the times. Probably our most popular song to play when we're not doing Micro Party is, it's about our friend named Michael that likes to recycle, and he goes to a scrap yard and finds trash to buff up into treasure, and ends up finding enough robot parts to build himself a friend whose name is Bebop Bobobop, the robot. And, you know, just that introduction catches people off guard. And they don't know what to expect.
I said hello, Bebop, Bobobop. My name is Michael. You're in luck, I'll buff you up because I like to recycle. Let's find your parts, my friend. We can put you together again. After all, that's what friends are for. Bebop, Bobobop.
There's a little absurdity, you know, sprinkled in the music. And I think that in a world that has become increasingly serious about everything, where we're drawing more and more lines in the sand, this is a project where we're just celebrating joy and human connectivity in such a way that you can be a little silly for just a little while and forget about some of those things. And that, to me, is maybe the most fulfilling part of it for us.
This Sunday, September 24th, Electric Blue Yonder brings Micro Party to Conkling Hall in Rensselaerville, New York. To learn more, visit conklinghall.org or electricblueyonder.com/microparty. Those links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Beth and Johnny Veras, thank you for telling me about this project, for sharing the joy, and for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Sarah.
You for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I'm just a little caterpillar, inching along to my own song.